Hey, this is Doc Gooden, and you're listening to Locked Up Sports.
Everybody, this is Don LaGreca from the Michael K. Show. When it comes to talking sports, Bob Walters and Brett Grasso are the authority.
Can't wait.
When it comes to talking sports, they're the authority. It's Bob Walters and Brett Grasso. Lock up sports, and it starts now.
Bring them out, bring them out, hey. Bring them out, bring them out, yeah. Bring them out, bring them out, hey. Bring them out.
Here we go. Bob Walters, Brett Grasso, from the Brian Gunzel Studios. This is Locked Up Sports. The Mets involved in a pitcher's duel on the day they retire one of the best pitchers in franchise history. Knicks get second seed with an overtime thriller, but would they have been better off with a lower seed? Scottie Scheffler wins his second Masters. Brett, a whole lot going on today.
This is it.
Everything going on. We got the Masters. We got Gooden. It's Doc's day. We got
the Knicks.
Somehow in the second seed. And the Knicks might be screwed. They might have screwed themselves today, Brett. But 50 wins. 50 wins.
Yeah, no, you always go to win. I don't care what it is. You don't worry about seeds. Like, that's like Scottie Scheffler today. You didn't think about who was in front of him, how many. He knew he just had to play his best golf on each hole. And he wasn't worried about how many guys. He never looked up at that leaderboard.
Yeah, listen, the man.
Big day today. It's all around. Let me tell you, this was one that, like, I really enjoyed it. And today, let me tell you, that Knicks was fun to watch.
I wish the bucket would have went down at the end of regulation.
Oh,
that would have been a wild to finish the season. But we'll get to the Knicks in a second. We're going to start with the Masters. We got the flag up, Brett. So I bought the flag off.
That's the actual one from 18.
Yeah. I had it shipped to Nance. Nance took it down right after the telecast and had it fast tracked right here.
Didn't have time to sign it.
Now the Masters. So Tiger played well in the first 2 days, right? He fell apart. He fell apart on Saturday. That story kind of fizzled.
He won his Masters. His Masters is the cut.
Yeah, that's sad, though. That's sad.
What you think we're at? No, but they even talked about it on the broadcast today. They were like, you know, we're just lucky to see him out here. Any day we get out of him.
He's not that old. We're lucky to see him out here.
No, it's the leg and the back. And then the knee on top of it prior. Like, the guy is...
He's falling apart.
He has fallen apart. And now it's, you know, they talked about he had to be up at 3:30 in the morning just to be warmed up enough to get going for his 9 a.m. tee time.
Now, let me ask you, for the what he did, right? Yeah. He played well the first 2 days. Yeah. And then on Saturday he fell apart, and now he's probably hurting. Like you told me before the show, he probably wanted nothing more than to just walk off the course.
Oh, yeah.
Was it worth giving up sex for a couple weeks for this performance?
He won his Masters. He made the cut. He will never admit to this in his life. He will say he's there for the win.
Would you give up sex for 6 months to make the cut at the Masters?
Just out of nowhere. Like me... Able to, yeah, 100%.
Okay.
But we're a cut at the,
you'd have to get laid after. You'd have more sex than you've ever had after.
I would, let me tell you, those four rounds, you would know me. By the end of those four rounds. No, you would know me.
Be the amateur.
No, I'd be the first one in the water. Off the creek.
You would have
off the bridge.
So, Scottie Scheffler, he was 4-1, which is a huge favorite, huge favorite. It's basically what Tiger was when he was in his big prime. He's also said his wife is in labor with their first. His wife is any day could go into labor with his first child. He said he would leave. That was the big. Was that a bigger risk than him losing? Him possibly having to
possible
leave?
Possible withdrawal.
How good is he? How good? He wins almost every week. Is he an all time
right
great?
He is getting really close.
Really
close. Let me tell you, he is. Pushing, you have to realize these guys are so good. Like, if any of these guys who are playing the top 10 in the world, and I'm talking over the last few years, you know them when they played at their best. Brooks Koepka, you know, Bryson DeChambeau, all these guys are really, really. Any one of them are right up there with Tiger in his prime. We've all just caught up.
No, I don't think that's
true.
No,
it's pretty close. No, they're pretty close. The gap isn't as large as it was versus Tiger in the field. Back then.
No, but Tiger was so much better than
Definitely. They have caught up, though, in that many ways. And let me tell you, Scheffler has now separated himself from that pack right now.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he is in a land of his own. He is... Oh, man.
He's won three out of four tournaments, and he was one putt away from winning four straight.
Yeah.
One putt. Yeah. And you know how hard it is to win a
21-inch putt.
It's so hard to win in back-to-back in multiple weeks in that tour because it's so many people playing. You have a bad day, and it's 4 days in a row, and it's just so hard. And he does it every week.
And it makes it even harder when you start to be that guy. All of a sudden, you know what comes with it? The day you show up when you're the guy who wasn't expected to do it, you know what came the days prior? No press. Nice, easy life. Nobody bothered you. You know what happens after you go win your first Masters? You're talking Letterman. You're talking going pushed off to press all day long to now sponsorships. So let me tell you, you don't get to just wake up when you want, hit balls when you want, do exactly what you want. You're now got to do it with everything else. And let me tell you, he's doing it. He was not fazed for 1 second. And like I said earlier, he didn't even look up at what the leaderboard was.
But on the
other, knew if he just went and parred the holes and birdied a couple of holes, he was going
to
win this
thing. But he has to deal with the right. He has to deal with the press. But the other guys on the other hand have to deal with: do I have enough money to get to the next? Now he's flying.
You are right.
He doesn't have to worry about it. He's getting in the next tournament, no problem. The other guys are like driving across the country to these different tournaments, just trying to make enough money to get to the next tournament.
Tin cup.
Tin cup stuff. Tin cup stuff. And it's crazy. But so now he's got two. How many majors does he have? Do you know?
I don't know how many total he has.
We know he's got two green jackets.
Now
he's not going to hit jackets.
Do you know what? But do you know now he gets to pick the Masters dinner again next year, which he did 2 years ago.
What did he pick?
Do you know what he picked 2 years ago?
No.
It was. It started off with cheeseburger sliders.
Okay.
All right. Tortilla soup with like the crunched up tortillas and stuff like that in it. And he's from Texas, so it ended up being like a Texas ribeye.
Okay.
It was classic American. Like, no, it was known as like one of the better ones. No, like, this year was John Rahm, and it was a Spanish thing. Now, Spanish isn't what you think it's going to be. No, you think
spicy?
So. No, it turns into like anchovies.
Oh yeah,
No, I'm telling you, it's not what you were expecting. Yeah, or no, you end up getting like you know, the good, you know, cured meats.
What would you pick?
Well, it's a tough one, but it would be
Sal's pizza.
I would have Sal's. You're right. You know what?
Wait,
what
I'm
wearing.
Look,
this is even great. I'm totally wearing my grown on Long Island farmer's t-shirt from Long Island. Let me tell you. You know what it would be? It would be at the same time you would have. Like oysters from Blue Point Oysters. That would be your appetizer.
Be quick. Be careful because we can go get a sponsor from one of these people.
We are. Keenan Boyle. Blue Point. We get the oysters coming from wherever Keenan gets them from.
Cafe Capo is where.
Oh, yeah. Easily.
No, mine would just be.
All American burger. Right, you get the burgers from All American.
You know what mine would be. What would mine be?
Chicken fingers.
And french fries. Yes.
And french fries. No, that was on Scheffler's too. Was with the steak was fries.
Okay. Well, fries, you gotta have fries.
Yeah, but it was like, you know, and you know, it's just. You gotta really dig deep when you're thinking about.
Not a great Masters, right? I mean, it was really never that close today.
No.
He was never close. He was 7 birdies on, like, the back nine.
I wasn't even caring about Scottie Scheffler. All I cared about was Vern Lundquist towards the end.
I love Vern Lundquist.
It was the best. I mean, that call from Tiger on 16 was one of the best calls ever.
Vern Lundquist has a bunch of great. He's got Yes Sir.
Yes.
Yes Sir. He's got the Oh My In My Life Have or In Your Life Have You Ever. Yes. What do you say? Oh God.
Yeah. Oh My Good. Yeah, whatever. But he has all. I'm going to tell you, so good. But he actually sat behind 16 as Tiger was playing 16 today. And actually sat there and just sat and watched, and Tiger came over, gave him a nice hug after, and it was a nice little moment.
So are you saying Tiger had some kind of sex with Vern Lundquist?
No, he might have got a little chum. I'd say that's for sure. That moment, I got a little chum back in that moment, back when Tiger sunk that putt.
But is it worth betting? Is it now going into the U.S. Open in a couple weeks? Is it going to be Scheffler versus the field?
Yeah.
Is that what people are going to be asking that question? Because that's who do you take? Because you got to take the field, right? It's not a good bet to say Scheffler.
No,
it's really not.
No, but that's the thought of someone who, you know what, bets are bad. All the other ones are losing bets. They don't win at all.
Yeah, I know.
So that's you're wrong. You take the easy money.
Because everybody would have said that 4-1 is not good value this week, right? That's what everybody said. Why are you taking it? 4-1 is not good value. And it won.
That's great. The only good value. The only good value this week. That's what people don't get about that. Like, it's like betting the Yankees. People are like, oh, you don't get good value.
Yeah.
You don't get good value. But you know what happens at the end of the day? You win some money. That's the only difference. I watch this with my friend Ryan. He thinks he's the best gambler in the world. He's a Yankee fan who bets a lot of the Yankees. the what happens is when they're on good streaks, you're going to win a lot of money. The Yankees win a lot of ball games. It's great. You put in 100, you only win 50.
See, now here's what
But you won 50.
Here's what
you put in 100, you lose 100.
If I'm gambling, right, I will have lost a bunch in a row for that very reason. Yeah. And what I'll do is, let's say it's like the U.S. Open. I'll be like, all right. Federer in the second round, easy some green. I just want to see some green because I've lost some like six money. In a row. Bam, he loses in five sets.
and you lost 400 to win 100.
Yeah. Oh, terrible.
It's a tough spot. But you are right that it's not likely that Scheffler is going to go win all of the majors this year.
No, of course not. He's not going to win all the majors this year.
But you know how much harder it is to pick the next guy than it is to just pick Scheffler?
Fair. And they don't let you do one player.
You
in
now
the field.
Have to pick from 20 other choices. Yeah. I'll even break it down to 10. 7 more likely. 8, you're right. 10 total.
But then you get a guy who's like out of nowhere comes and wins it, right?
Did that it today. All the time. Who was it today?
Oberg.
So with an A.
With an A. If you're spelling at home. Yep. If you're scoring at home, it's with an A.
Swedish rules. A with a little degree symbol over.
But you know what? Morikawa, who had a bad start, he came back. He played well. He finished fourth. Fleetwood out of nowhere.
Fleetwood out of nowhere. And he had a couple that he actually had two more strokes out there that he left out there that came really close.
He shot a 69 today. He went up. What did Scheffler shoot today? Was he like the
Real
68 or something?
I don't know.
He was 11 under for the tournament.
Yeah,
he was 7 under, so he was 4 under.
It was that back nine today. He just absolutely lit it up.
Yeah, he ran away. He ran away and hit.
He did know there was a scare when you went into 11 and he bogeyed whatever that was. I believe it was 11. And then everybody else blew up. Oberg puts it in the water. Let me tell you, if he doesn't put it in the water there, this is a much different tournament because there's actual pressure on Scheffler.
Yeah, but he would have coming down. Pressure's on him then.
I know, but it's one. Those are two big strokes lost right there that were in this tournament, and then the next one was the one that was pushed by Homa, was put in the bush.
Okay,
he put it in the bush over on 12.
Tiger, so 11 Tiger and 12 hasn't put it in the bush in a couple weeks.
No, but you know what? That gets you a major cut. No bush equals a cut.
Because Scheffler yesterday at Amen Corner fell apart a little bit. He had the double bogey on I think 12, and then 13. But then today
he started went, it off with a bogey though on 11. He was going into
but
there.
But he eagled on 14.
Yeah, it was big.
So he's just so much better than everybody else. And he is. Today
that iron
he's so
play.
Much
nobody has iron play like that. It's really unbelievable to watch. He dropped a couple within like 3-4 feet and just tap in birdies.
It's amazing.
You're not catching up to him. You know, he's the guy who like good luck. That's why he wasn't looking at anybody else because he knew if he just did his thing, nobody's got a shot.
I think golfers are better. Professional golfers are better at their sport than everybody, more better than everybody else. Like at baseball.
Yeah.
Like,
the average.
Yeah.
Tough one.
Like
one. I don't know because I feel like the best, you have to realize, Bob, you're talking about us at average.
Average regular people.
But people who, there's guys who out there who never touch professional golf, never touch college golf.
Yeah.
That are pretty freaking good.
Yeah, but they're playing those guys, garbage courses.
No, but there's guys from out of nowhere and all of a sudden, there's guys out of nowhere who are just like club pros and whatever and we're talking, they go out and compete and that's how they get into the U.S. Open. Like, you are right. Scheffler's a different category.
Yeah.
But I'm talking if you gave me the bottom 50% of guys on tour, not just PGA Tour. That is like hard to even get onto. The Nike Tour.
Even PGA Tour. That's all anybody watches. PGA Tour.
The Corn Fry Tour. You know, there's things going on that you don't know about. I know, but golf is like so competitive.
I agree.
Even to get onto those tours. But you are right. They are so much more. The level of what they know isn't like just trying to hit it. And then what people don't see is
you get the softball guys. No one in our softball league can hit a fastball.
But like you, yeah, but a softball field is a softball field, and the softball being tossed is like a softball being tossed to anybody. It is very different, like you said earlier, with you're going to play the public course at West Sable Golf Course and the greens there, as opposed to going and playing on any PGA course. Forget about the Masters.
Well, you can play black course, right? You can play the black course.
You know what it's like being on a green at the Masters? Go on a sloped driveway, asphalt. And go putt. That's what it's like trying to putt at the Masters.
Did you see Bubba's daughter on the par 3 made three straight.
It's one of my favorite events all year.
The par 3.
Is the par 3 contest. It's one of the few, what I would consider, preseason games.
Yeah. Exhibition.
Mid-in-season tournament garbage.
Because they'll pull someone out of the crowd.
Baseball all-star game. garbage.
Yeah, garbage, garbage.
Total garbage. I'd rather watch a half court, $10,000 win a car contest.
But they'll pull someone out of the crowd to take a putt.
Love
it. They don't ever pull anyone out of the crowd to hit it in the home run derby.
No. No, they should. They should.
Take a couple swings for me.
It would be so great. And you know, now we're talking. See, okay. That I'd watch.
All right, so Brett, now, look, the Knicks, right? How are we at 15 minutes without talking about the Knicks? The Knicks, 50 wins. They beat the Bulls. Listen, it was harder than it had to be today.
No, they did not play well.
Brunson could have won it on the buzzer.
The two seed, hopping over the Bucks for the first time all season on the last day of the year on what was the most exciting last day in the NBA I've seen for the regular season.
Is that just because you haven't watched the NBA? You don't watch
the NBA. No, it hasn't happened like that where it was coming down and even further into like the Western Conference. Like, let me tell you, there was so much up for grabs. The number one seed had four options to going into the Western Conference today. Do you know how crazy that is that you could have been 1 or 4 on the same given day?
Yeah, the Knicks could have been 2 or 4.
2 or 4.
You know, and
snuck themselves up.
But did they screw themselves?
Now where?
Now they play Miami or Philadelphia.
Or Philly, or the 76ers. And let me tell you, if Embiid, who is out today, but if he somehow is healthy enough, which you know how it goes.
You want like, Miami.
You know, Miami. He's a little bit of a crybaby. I think he's the guy who's going to limp around. Well,
Embiid's
but he plays, like, he plays possum.
Yeah, he's on a mission a little bit. He's been playing well lately. They've been playing well.
And he will pretend like he's hurt and be the guy who, like, is then in the paint and dominating. So I just don't know. It's going to be tough versus either one. Both cities are very tough to play in.
For New York.
For New Yorkers.
Miami,
anybody in general. But in general, it's always a hard series versus anybody in Philly. I don't care who you are. I don't care if it's the Mets playing the Phillies.
The Eagles.
You know, I don't.
The Flyers.
You're exactly right. Going down to Miami, it's the same deal. Let me tell you, Knicks Heat is not a fun series.
I think you want Miami, though. I think you got to. They should be Miami.
You want Miami. But then you have to be like, oh, great, if Jimmy Butler scores 50 every game, Brunson's going to have to go shot for shot.
Listen, if the Knicks lose, first round, it's a disaster.
If they play defense like they did today, they're in trouble.
If they play like they did today, they're in trouble.
21 turnovers or whatever it was.
No, they got to clean
anybody
it up.
Had any right, they, anybody was on their way to the basket.
You got
the basket. DeMar DeRozan had his choice of, and honestly, the Knicks should have lost that game.
DeRozan had a chance to win
point
in overtime.
Blank, double rim clank. And they got very lucky, the Knicks. Very lucky. Could not inbound the ball at the end of the game. So sloppy.
What happens?
But they won. But then you're not guaranteed a second round home court advantage. So listen, you want to win. You know what the letdown would have been in going into game one versus Indiana if you lost this game in overtime?
No, I think the guard.
No, it would have been a letdown. No, this was a big pickup. This was a big deal to show we can win a late game. They have not been great late in game.
50 wins.
Their scheme late in game sucks. Yeah, they can't even get the ball in. Brunson's got the ball. There's 14 seconds left. You know what's going to happen? He's going to dribble it around until he gets whatever shot and the triple team's coming.
And he almost lost it twice.
I've watched it a lot this year and I'm all for it. But in the last moment, you want him to have the ball, right? But if it's not a good shot, you have to give up the ball.
Well, if you're getting double and triple teamed, you gotta give it up. But you know, and listen, the Knicks have to win the first round. Okay? If they don't win, it's a disaster. And you know who's gonna get blamed for it?
Conference finals or
you know who's gonna get blamed for it is Thibodeau.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, probably unnecessarily
overworked. He overworked everybody then. But the only reason he didn't get to overwork anybody is because they were all injured.
Yeah,
and it's the only reason they lucked out. Let me tell you, DiVincenzo played all but 30 seconds today.
DiVincenzo's good.
Overtime game. He sat out for 30 seconds.
Well, because they want to get that 2 seed. That's important.
No, it was very important.
It's just like the Rangers yesterday playing the Islanders, tooth and nail to shootout into the over because they want to get they want to win the division. They want to get the President's Trophy. So
you want to be dominant over your opponents.
So who do you want? Do you want Philly? Do you want Miami? I want Miami. I think Miami. The Philly's a better team than Miami. I think, and I don't like you said. I don't want to deal with Philly.
I don't want to deal with any of that.
Miami's half the team they were. They were last year when they went to the finals.
Oh, it's not the same. No. I would rather play Miami. Give me my first. You know, win 2 games in New York. Bring me down to Miami.
That's what you got. You got to win 2 at the Garden. You want to go down wherever you go, and you want to go 2-0. Where you give yourself, okay, what we got to do is take 1 and come back, and we'll be in good shape at 3-1. That's what they have to do. And I think they should do it. They should do it. And like you said, if somebody knocks off the Celtics, who haven't played a meaningful game in weeks now.
Not good. I don't like that.
Maybe can they pick it up? We also were Peyton Manning year after year after year. Yeah. They would be 13-3, 14-2, and then they would lay it down for 2 weeks.
Oh, but you even look.
Couldn't pick it up.
The Bulls had was a totally pointless game for the Bulls today. Totally pointless. Made no difference into their season.
Yeah,
they could have sat every starter. Nothing would have changed. Win or lose, they were locked into the 9 seed. And you know what they did? They went and fought to try and keep the Knicks out of that 2 seed.
That's always the overtime. Debate. That's the debate.
That's exactly right. I don't know, man. Like I honestly, if I'm the Bulls, I rest.
Because what if you get hurt? What if one of you guys gets hurt?
DeMar DeRozan going down with an ankle, your season's over.
Yeah, but the 9 seed, are they really going anywhere anyway? The Bulls aren't going anywhere. Right, they might win the play-in. They got to play a double play-in tournament.
I know.
To get into the playoffs. So
when did this stuff start? When does this kick off?
Next weekend. I think Thursday and Friday, I believe, is the play-in tournament.
So a couple days
and
off.
And then the week, yeah, a couple days That's off. Good. And then the weekend, I believe it's Saturday, starts the playoffs. So because you got the two rounds. You got the one game and then the...
I have not been... I got crazy today at the end of this Knicks game. I haven't been, like, I'm telling you, I was, like, buzzing, like, about this Knicks game. I haven't been like that. Like, I'm telling you, I got it for the playoffs last year. Like, we were really going. But let me tell you, holy cow, I was just, like, so amped.
And Are we going to a playoff game?
And moving into the two seed. Bob, we can barely afford a Tuesday night when they were losing.
Yeah, no, I think they were losing. I went to a game this year.
You didn't find a ticket. It would probably be...
I went to a game this year. Four tickets would cost me like $1,000, Brett.
$1,000. For us to go, it would be $500 a pop to get into heat in a bad
spot.
Why
don't we have press passes? Well, shouldn't we be have press passes at this point? Come on.
Listen, no, you're right. Let's start with the Mets first. We'll get into the Mets locker room.
I was with you. I was all about the Knicks game. I got to my grandma's today. Three minutes left, right?
They were down, man. They were down in that fourth quarter.
My father's watching the Masters.
Bogdanovich three, man. Just really put him right
back.
My
father's watching the Masters, and it's like, you know, it's like the Scheffler and the last grouping is on like the ninth hole, eighth hole, and I flipped the Knicks game on. He's like, what are you doing? Where's the Masters? I go, the Knicks. He goes, this better be almost over. Yeah. I go, there's 20 seconds left. He's like, they cut timeout. They went to a commercial. He's like, put the Masters back on. I'm like, no, like, come on.
Yeah, no, what,
is everybody into the Knicks? My father's not clearly not as much.
I don't care about anybody else. I just care about me and the Knicks. It's the only two things that matter in the world today.
Are you getting into the Rangers?
I'm there.
Okay.
I'm there because we get it at work. So now I have a few COs that are big Ranger fans. So we get I literally listening to, you know, screaming when they score and, you know, every night. So, yeah, I'm always listen, when the playoffs come around, it's you know what the difference is? Like, this is the first time in a long time I felt like I did, like, when the Knicks were mid OJ chase. Like, I felt like how angry I was when they cut away from the game. I felt that today. Like, that same buzz for the first time. Like, last year was like, oh my God, I can't believe it happened.
What do you think about
it? Do you know what I mean? Like, it was very different.
Do you think there was a deathbed confession?
No. Him? No way. He's a sociopath. Sociopaths have truly believed that it didn't occur. He does not. He knows it happened.
He believes the lie
that he has repeated so often that they don't operate that way. Like, nothing else. That's why you've seen him be so... Like, other guys would go hide in the shadows, right?
Yeah, but you haven't heard from him much.
No, because you weren't allowed to, because SportsCenter's never going to put him on.
Yeah,
because ABC's not... He was still out there. He was actually trying his hardest to be promoted. He tried to write books. He tried to make videos.
Yeah, but any money he makes off it, have to go to the
Goldman's. He did it local. Like, he made local money off of stuff and all that stuff. But no, I'm telling you, he...
What shocked me is they...
He truly believes that it didn't happen, that his legacy, if he ever said it, he doesn't believe it's tarnished yet because he didn't admit it.
Yeah, and he was not guilty.
And there is another level of it. Like, there's
now,
guys...
What I was shocked is when the announcement came out that he died, it said, like, okay, his family by his side, his kids... How could... His kids...
Oh, like, he killed their mother. They stood by him right after.
That's terrible.
No, they went with the route of... I'm not going to lose two parents over this.
I'm telling you,
that's what happened. But, you know, go back to the... Listen, this is a story as old as time, Bob. they follow the money. This guy has had a trail of friends and everybody else behind him because everybody else has nothing.
He kept his pension.
No, but he always had, even though he was only, they're only allowed to take a certain percentage, even if you owe.
Well, yeah, they can't
whatever.
Leave you with
nothing. They can't, no, right. So you can still go out, and he was the only, he can go monetarily gain a good amount of money. Even in his last days, OJ had the ability, just like Dwight Gooden, to go sign his life away.
Yeah.
And go make a ton of, not, a, you know, not whatever, but we're talking in the $1 million a year. Great, great, great money.
So. Yeah. Speaking of Dwight Gooden, it was.
I'm glad his day. You weren't like R.I.P. O.J. because it's not like that. Just so we're all good.
No, it's not R.I.P. O.J. O.J.'s a bad person.
No,
he's a murderer.
I know. No,
it's not R.I.P.
Yeah,
not
no.
even a joke about it. It's not even
no,
a joke about it.
Yeah.
I was just curious as to I had forgotten about it until you just mentioned it. I'd forgotten about it.
Yeah,
to be honest, it was 2 days ago. He wasn't even the top story, so he doesn't even deserve a couple minutes of
he
our.
He wasn't
attention.
Even in our. We didn't talk about O.J.
Good. No, he wasn't in the.
No
notes.
Plans for O.J.
No. Like, I was dead serious until you just mentioned his name completely forgot about it. And it was a big story 2 days ago. So Dwight Gooden officially retired, number 16. What'd you think of the ceremony? You had said to me before, worst speech
no,
in history.
You know what? And it was. Let me tell you, it wasn't. The speech wasn't very good. But I think he is so overwhelmed by everything that's happened. One, it wasn't like today I'm the greatest man in the history of, no, it's none of that. It was nothing like that. It was just him talking about, honestly, how the Mets never let him back. He tried to keep coming back. He tried to come back. He kept trying to come back. All his goal ever was to come back and to be a Met and to retire a Met.
Why talk about that? Even if he came back, he wasn't any good, right?
No,
he was good
for
those couple years.
He never mentioned any of the good stuff. Not once did he mention, like, it was great.
85.
And, like,
86.
No, none of it. Didn't mention any of it. But that being said, let me tell you, do you know how big of a deal this is to him? Do you know why it's such a big deal?
Because he thought he threw everything away.
Even if he came back and never drank again, even if all this stuff, if the Mets don't retire your number, there is a point where you will be forgotten.
Yes, yes.
There is not a question. I don't care who you are in the Mets, and it may take 150 years. That day is coming. I don't know what baseball will look like, but do you know what they will never, ever, ever forget?
Is
and know
number.
Is in there forever? Is the guys who are hanging from those rafters, the guys who are at the top of that stadium, the teams, like you wouldn't remember the championship team, and you may go back and remember that thing, but when that guy's number's up there, people will never know, and they're going to look at, I remember being a kid and going to my grandfather. Whose number's that? I didn't know who Gil Hodges was. I had no idea, and I didn't know what he meant. I didn't know about Casey Stengel. It's outside of the videos. But I asked. I remember being – he didn't even have the best answers for me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
They were there forever.
But you asked about it.
They were there. They're never. He's never going away. He resonated with – he is ingrained with this team forever. He will never, ever, ever be forgotten. And he thought that he was forgotten as a Met for a long time.
But here's my question, Brad. Look at this. Oh, wait, hold on. Was he? Oh, I don't have. I'm gonna put it up. The empty seats.
Yeah.
There was a ton of empty seats. Okay, there was maybe 30,000 in the ballpark.
Bad month to have it. You don't have it in April. You have no idea. Honestly, today was as nice as you can have expected it to be. Which is it actually started raining mid ceremony, but it was kind of a nice morning.
Yeah,
it was a nice.
But why have it in April?
You don't have it in April. They needed to split up. This is how it works. You talked about it actually earlier. Is you want to do it when the team still has a chance? Because if they're out of, you go have this in September on any average Mets year, you're getting 12,000. Yeah, great. He's going to add another 20 in the seats. You're going to do 30.
Yeah, yeah.
But
for Gooden, he should sell the place out.
What they
right?
got themselves to was with Darryl. They put two of them this year. They couldn't have them back to back because that also does the same thing. You can't have it 1 week, this one another week. So now you got to have a couple of,
yes.
And then you got to choose who do we like more. And they went with the guy who was sober, most best, well spoken.
Well, he's now a pastor. That
oh,
was
he's
all
good.
Crazy.
No, it's different. But and it's not a joke. Like and even based on like honestly that speech today, that's what you were expecting of a doc. He's not. Yeah. He's not an orator.
I've met him.
It
a
ain't Abe
times.
Lincoln no, going no. up there telling you the stories. Like it's just not.
It's not Lou Gehrig.
No, and Giss is as good. If you've ever met him, I've had a signing where he barely was able to say hi. So it's been pretty close.
I met him a couple times. Over here, and it looks like this.
Yeah, I met him a couple times. And,
but that's why the Mets did it. The Mets recognized that he finally got sober for a couple of years. He straightened his life out, and then they saw how much the fans loved him and how important this was to him and how great he was. Now, we look forward. The Mets have now opened the books. They have opened the books. It is wide open now. Do you know who we're going to see next? You know the next guys. Who are the guarantees?
Well, no. Well, first of all, was 85.
Yeah,
now,
yeah, go for
85,
it.
How good was it? Now, he had like 1.53, I believe, was the ERA.
Yes.
It was an event. They say it was an event. Now, we saw the DeGrom thing.
No. Do you know what's untouchable? Untouchable. 16 complete games.
Yeah, but that's not untouchable because the people before him pitched complete games.
No,
it's not going to happen.
In your career.
Yeah, they might not pitch 16 games in their career.
Yeah, what, 8 shutouts?
But that was already on the downside because there were guys who pitched doubleheaders 100 years before.
100%.
You know, so
how many pitchers out there should we have thrown out there on the third day instead of the fifth? Why do we only stick to a 5-day rotation? Yeah. There's nobody ever skewed from that in either direction.
And he was 19 years old when he was doing it too. That's what made a difference too. Listen,
of course.
Now I remember Gooden.
It was the greatest thing to go to. You only want to go to the Gooden starts.
Well, yeah,
it was like Jacob DeGrom start.
But was DeGrom better?
There's my next question: is do you retire DeGrom's number?
Not yet. There are some people you got to do
first. There's a yes or a no. And I'm not talking when. Does his number get retired? I don't care if it happens in 20 years.
No,
like it just took.
No, I don't think it does. Because they didn't win a championship.
Evan says yes.
They didn't win a championship.
Listen, you know that?
He had two of the greatest years right up there with Docs, right? Think about it. We lived through it. He had... I mean, through 200 career starts, he had the second lowest. He was only to Tom Seaver. He's here right here. And...
This is how it goes.
He's above Kershaw, Whitey Ford, and Oral Hershiser. So all three Hall of Famers.
He left.
But he hasn't pitched since he left.
He left by choice. He's only been a Met. He's never pitched for anybody else. He may never be anybody else.
You know, I don't think he is, and it's sad. It sucks.
No, I think he does come back. I don't know what he is capable of, but other people are saying that once this is opened up, and now it's opened all the way up, you know, with Keith, and now with, you know, what will end up being David Wright. That will happen. It will be Jacob DeGrom is said to be the next one after if it happens.
No. Listen, no. First of all, you're missing somebody.
I'm not saying I didn't miss anybody.
Now, Darryl's next, obviously. Who goes in after? Is it David Wright? Now, obviously, David Wright's going in.
That's just up to him
Gary Carter?
Yeah. I mean, honestly.
There's got to be one more. They got to do Gary Carter, right? People want to have Gary Carter. There's petitions out there.
Yeah.
People talk about it. Gary Carter, Gooden gave him a lot of the credit today, right?
No, Gary Carter he was just such a good person. Like, overall, just honestly, one of the best guys in baseball. He was so great. But the thing is, like, he was great for other
people. His wife
honestly,
was there.
Gary Carter was just everything. And honestly, when stuff like that happens to people at a young age, it looks like someone like him, you want to do it when they're alive, so it's hard. I think Gary's one of those guys that he made it this many more years, they would have been talking about
Gary
celebrating.
Gary's the whole thing. None of the other guys.
No,
the whole thing.
I know, but the majority of his playing career was with the Expos.
Correct. He's in the whole thing.
And honestly, even most of his best years are with the Mets. Not statistically. Statistically. In terms of winning, which is all what he wanted, and everything happened.
Handling the pitching staff.
All of it. The guy just in every way. Like, I'm all for retiring. I like it, like, more. I was always mad. I was like, why aren't there more people there? And I realized it's because we lost a lot.
But the Wilpons, but we won in 86. We never put those guys in, right? The Wilpons never put them in.
No.
None of them.
No.
Hernandez, obviously. These are obvious ones. Yeah. Hernandez, yeah. Gooden, Strawberry.
Yes.
Those are obvious ones.
Yeah.
And to me, Gary Carter's right there. That's the core four, right? That's our core four. So you got to put him in there. And I think Gary Carter should be before David Wright. Right? Finish the 86 team and then get to the
David Wright, I don't even think. I think you hold on to some. I don't think you just start throwing them in there because they're there. Like, you will wait. Like, one, David Wright doesn't want to be celebrated. He's a young man. Yeah, that would be like me walking up there now. We're like the same age.
Saying that. Like, he's not playing. He wouldn't be playing.
No,
anymore.
But it's up to him. Like, he's just started to want to come be back around the team again.
He chose to
it's
coach very a little hard. League team. He turned down a job from us this year.
Smart.
What about Beltran?
In what? Retire? No. I know he's on the fence. He's the other one who is on the fence.
I say no, too.
I say no to Beltran. I say no to DeGrom because he left.
I don't think you can. Yeah, but that heals over time. Good and left, too. And good and gets it all day, but we wanted to come
back. Not like that. Not like the same way. That he did not leave in the same way. That is very different on how good and left. Good and left for drugs, not for the Rangers and tax rebates.
I mean, listen, but it's a good thing he left, right? How would you feel if we would have signed DeGrom and he hasn't pitched? You'd be just as big. Be like, I'm not. He's not going.
100%. But I'd be like, he's our mess, and he's going in our rafters with his bad arm. I don't even get like that's the way. You know, you're right. But he'd be a Met. You know, you will solidify yourself by. I would feel like you robbed us. One, and then two. You're a fair. That would be a David Wright scenario.
If the Mets beat the Royals,
Special corner with just guys whose career were short.
If the Mets win the World Series against the Royals. Does DeGrom go in? Definitely. Yes, right? Yes.
Oh, that whole group is seen
Murphy.
Much you know what that's, and we always talked about that. That whole group is seen so much differently. And the next years pan out so much differently based on who stays or goes, like, and who wants to come play for you.
Yeah, but it's
and
different. Once you win a championship, everybody wants to get paid.
No, you're all right. Everybody. Definitely. But, you know, you look at what Murphy did the next couple of years. Let me tell you, that guy won another batting crown after that.
Yeah, but he also ended up on the Ducks just a couple of years after that.
Yeah, but that was at the overtime. He left, actually, when he had major league year left in him. He left prior. He left on his own terms.
For big
like
money, though. For big money.
He tiki barbered it.
I don't blame anybody.
He tried to come back with a tiki barber move.
I don't blame anybody for leaving for more money. Like, I just don't. Because if you're going to double your salary, Brett, you're going to Rikers if they double your salary?
No.
Yeah, you would.
Go to Rikers. Yeah, if they doubled my salary.
If they doubled your salary. So Murphy, they all left for more money. That's what DeGrom left for, right? More money.
Oh,
you can't blame a guy like that. DeGrom was a country guy, soft-spoken, kind of private, right? I mean, you never really saw DeGrom speaking.
No, he didn't want to be here, but that's why you don't go up there. He didn't see himself the way we saw him.
But he was so good.
There's a one-sided relationship.
He loved us.
He wasn't like that. No, he wasn't like, oh, I want to be a Met. We see it so differently. We have this loyalty. He never had it. We thought the whole time that this guy was pitching, that he was doing it for us because we were Mets fans. And you find out quickly it had nothing to do with us, and he was taking the next train out of town.
Gooden won a World Series with the Yankees. Gooden pitched his no-hitter with the Yankees.
He called. He said it in his speech. I called and I was like, I don't want to be a Yankee. He's like, I want to play. And Steve Phillips was like, no room for you.
Yeah, he would listen.
And you know what he did? Then this is his whole speech. I'm going to repeat his whole speech. And then he called again. And the Mets were like, no thanks. So I went to the Yankees. Boo. No. I'm a Met.
I'm a Met. I told you already I'm a Met.
And that's when I was like, I want to sign when they come. That's the whole Gooden speech.
But what's he doing?
Thank you.
Why mention the Yankees?
Twice.
Like, what are you doing? Twice to the point where they booed.
Oh, it wasn't good.
They booed him.
The only accomplishments he mentioned were winning a World Series with the Yankees and throwing a no-hitter for the Yankees. Only two accomplishments mentioned in his entire thing. And then he knocked the Mets the whole time.
Just go over the 85 and 86 season. That could be the whole speech, right? That's what we're there for. We're there for the 86 team. And for his 85 season, which was unbelievable when he was 19 years old.
How many Yankee fans, okay, ready, do you think went to the ceremony
because they were Doc Gooden
there was a Doc Gooden day?
Somebody got a ticket. Nobody seeked out that game because they were a Doc Gooden fan. Yankee Doc Gooden fan. Nobody did, because you know what the Yankee did, because they're so pompous and full of themselves that they don't even consider him a Yankee. Those aren't even accomplishments as far as they're concerned. He didn't help them that much in 96, and the no hitter so what? We all put that, you know, they are. You know, I'm waiting for our friend Ryan to get in. Next time we talk to him, he's going to make fun of us about it.
Hold on one second. Just mention the Yankees, and I just sip my tea. I don't have to do anything. I'm going to turn my mic off.
So now,
I'll let Bob lose his mind.
So now, do you think, now the Mets, in honor of
yeah, Gooden, Pitching duel.
Pitching duel today. Buto comes out there.
I love
nine
him.
Strikeouts.
We just keep sending him to the minors. You know what we do after these awesome performances? We just send him to the minors every time.
The Mets go, you know what? They're not playing games with these pitchers, with these relievers. They screw up and they send them down, or they option them down to
the minors. Can't hit somebody right? You're out.
He's already off the team.
Hit him in the back, man. Square in the back.
Now, Lindor continues...
causing issues.
Lindor continues to struggle. Seventh inning, he had a big shot. Bases loaded. Yeah. He's up there two after he fouls out the first.
And you know this is considered his breakout game.
Yeah, because he got two hits.
No, they called it a breakout game. Leading into that,
it's not a breakout game.
What has
he
been
had a big at-bat in the seventh inning and he blew it. He
what has been first. A breakout game for Lindor. Let's see if he can come through.
Coming into today, he was 6-for-58. Now, it's only 58 at-bats. He is a perennial all-star. He will probably get to the back of his baseball card. And he always struggles in April. He's not one of them good cold-weather hitters or whatever. But that means in October he's not going to be like that either, if you ever get there.
I don't think it works that way. I don't think it really is because it's just cold. I think some guys just... have slow starts to the season.
They're right,
just
not, you said 103.
No. I think this is just awful. I think I think you're a guy who has, you're going to find out more of what his baseline is. His baseline is not going to be 300, 30, and 100. It's not going to be his baseline. His baseline is going to be 250, 20, and maybe like 90. That's what you're getting. You're not getting much more out of him. Like, he is not going to be worth the money.
And our boy DJ Stewart has like four RBIs, right? He's got two hits. He has no singles, doubles, or triples. He's got two home runs.
Yeah.
Two hits, two home runs. DJ Stewart. So he's been in all, and he's turning into Vogelback, is what
you know,
he's doing.
You know who bizarro DJ Stewart is?
Who?
JD. Slipping around. JD. Instead of DJ, and you forgot JD Martinez plays for our team, even though we haven't seen him yet.
Yeah, but he's another one. He's dead now. He blew out his back.
Shots in his back. Let me tell you, as a guy who just had a recent back problem, this isn't going to work out.
Well, with Tiger, no, it's not. And with look at Tiger. Back problems are the worst, but you don't realize how much you know. You don't realize how much you use your back until it hurts.
No, and that's why JD didn't give up sex, so his back's being used all the time. Tiger gave it up, so he made the cut. You know who's not playing baseball right now? JD. Probably having sex.
You're probably right. Now, the Mets have played better, though, right? They played better. They got the offense is not...
Better than losing every game?
Better than losing every game.
So they lost every game, and now they're playing better.
But they won 7 out of 11.
All right.
Okay, so they came back. The Alonzo home run was the turning point, yes. Right?
Best pitching around.
But
don't care what your name is.
That's going to start
stop
the
full stop, you know, just why? Because it's the names. They don't have any good names.
Yeah.
Who cares? ERA is what our name. Low ERA.
And the bullpen's been good. DSA got his first save at Citi Field.
Let up his home run.
Did he let up? Okay, yeah.
Let up a big home run. Had to go 2-1.
You're right. And he had to. He got it done, though. He did a little John Franco. That's what John Franco used to do. He would get the save for you.
Got it.
But he put the tying run on third base every time.
I like it.
That's what he would do. So.
Yeah, if the offense has picked up, I was very worried about the offense doing nothing at all. Not that they were anything special today scoring runs, but the guys are starting to actually hit. And hitting the right way. Nimmo's starting to get his walks. McNeil's starting to hit the ball the other way. Alonzo is getting his home runs and not easy ones, reaching for the ball. DJ Stewart, when he's got a shot, he's over there. Marte doing okay when he's not just dropping fly balls in the outfield that cost us an entire game like yesterday. That was not a fun day. But you know what? You watch them. They split in Atlanta, and luckily the rain gods came through and won them another game, or at least a hold off until September. And so you know what? I like what's happening. You didn't like it. We talked about this last week, and you were very, very down on the Mets. And I told you I think that the season's going to pan out where they're very close to the playoffs. And I don't think you're. I don't want to hear you on this.
I was down on them because they were like
you're out. You're out for the rest of the season. You had your shot.
They blew out the Braves, right? They won 2 out of 3. Did they win 3 out of 4? No, 2 out of 3 and 1 got rained out.
2 out of 3, 1 got rained out.
And I had said on the show, the guest on the other day, I said that, you know what, that game's never going to be made because they rescheduled it for September 26th. And September 26th, the Braves are going to have the division clinched. The Mets are going to be out of it.
Not true.
So I was down on them. I was. And we'll see how they do. It's still very early. You can't look to Memorial Day. You can't really look at anything.
That's exactly right.
We can bitch and moan about Lindor.
You can't even, I'm not worried. Listen, let me tell you. If Lindor struggles and everybody else plays well and the Mets are winning ball games, Lindor will catch up eventually.
And Severino pitched well.
Severino pitched very well.
Got out of the first inning.
They're looking pretty good. Sean Manaea had a rough day yesterday, but other than that, you know, let me tell you, the bullpen looks pretty good. The starting pitching staffs look pretty good. One of these months, probably in mid-June, Kodai Senga will be back. We're going to get a new DH.
July. Brett Senga's July, okay? Right. I said, forget it.
I'm in mid-June. You're 2 weeks away.
He's already going to, mid-June, right?
But, yeah.
Sorry, because now he's on the 60-day DL, IL.
Yeah, but that goes retroactive back to before the season.
Season, I think.
Whatever it was, but it's not even that's not.
It's the end of May.
We're already there.
You think he's coming back at the end?
No, you're right. Mid June. I'm telling you, ramp up mid June. JD Martinez will be up in the next few weeks. I'm telling you, the team's gonna be all right. Lindor actually starts hitting a little bit. We'll be all right.
So now the Islanders Rangers yesterday. We got the Knicks in the playoffs. The Rangers are in the playoffs. Big time.
Yep.
MSG playoffs. It's good, like the OJ. It's like 94 all over again.
Yep.
Very Rangers exciting. Islanders are gonna. Looks like they're gonna sneak into the playoffs, which is pretty crazy that they came back and they got that point yesterday. The Rangers going for the President's Trophy. I almost don't want them to get it. It's almost like
Guys are the worst. Let me tell you, you guys are having a... I'm telling you, you Rangers fans got some real problem with the superstitions and curses.
Well, listen to this.
No, it's all around. It's not just you. It's everybody. I've never met a group... This is the group that's like, we don't want to win. We don't want to win these last games. That's the worst thing that could happen would be us to keep winning games.
Well, look at the Knicks. Now they got the
No, you're wrong. Let me tell you, you got the wrong... You're telling your mindset, you have no chance at a championship.
So the other day, I'm watching the Rangers game. My wife is in the other room, and I, for some reason, I was like, I said to her, I said, I'll give you, she said something about the Rangers, and I said, I'll give you $100 if you could tell me Panarin's first name.
Yeah.
Bam, she gets it, right? I was shocked. I had to send her $100, Brett. Do you know, she wanted me to ask you, what's Panarin's first name?
It's like Arteman, right?
What's his first name? Give me your final answer.
Amarin.
Wrong.
Artemi.
She's going to love that you got it wrong. She's gonna,
That's as close to you to being right.
I had to send her $100, and she came out into the room, and she goes, send the money.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I was like, really? I thought the show. So give her credit. She knew it. Brett, who does the show here with us, didn't know it. He's all wrapped up in the Rangers, though. So that's going to do it for today. Just a quick recap. We got the Knicks are in the second seed, Brett. The Knicks playoffs. It's playoff time. Knicks. I got my Knicks on. Mets. Doc Gooden's number retired forever.
Goes
number
to Tom 16. Seaver just jumped out.
Tom Seaver coming back. Rangers playoffs get started. We're going to do a lot of Rangers this week. And then Scotty Scheffler is your Masters champion. His second green jacket. He is now, he's got to be the best player that we've seen since Tiger Woods, right?
About to have a child. So good luck now.
Yeah, Mike.
Staying up at night.
Let's see what he stays up anyway.
See if you can win titles now.
All right, everybody. Thank you for joining. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to subscribe. Every little bit helps. For Brett Cross. So I'm Bob Walters. See ya.
If you enjoy the show, make sure to let everyone know by leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts or on our website at LockedUpSports.net. Remember, you can also find us on your favorite social media site, on Twitter at LockedUpSports, on the gram at Locked_Up_Sports. Join our Facebook group, Locked Up Sports, or on TikTok at Locked Up Sports Show. Now you can catch all the latest from Locked Up Sports anytime. Thanks for listening.